This is Dakota Datebook for March 8th. On this date, in 1917, North Dakotans learned that golden eagles were sighted in the Cheyenne Valley. First noticed in 1915, the eagle population was growing. They were described as unusually large. The Hope Pioneer alerted readers to the eagles, even saying the Cheyenne Valley was becoming infested with them. Golden eagles aren't as common as bald eagles, but they do inhabit the state. They are brown, without the white head of the bald eagle, and the adults have golden heads and feathers on their legs. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has documented almost 100 active golden eagle nests in the state. These are primarily in the west, with the Badlands and Lake Sakakawea key nesting sites. Golden eagles prefer open grasslands, avoiding areas that are heavily forested. They tend to nest on cliffs or trees, like ash and cottonwoods. They have even been known to nest close to the ground or on the ground itself. They will reuse a nest year after year. Golden eagles are indeed large birds. They weigh up to 15 pounds and average 26 to 40 inches in length. Their wingspan can reach 7.5 feet. They are often found near prairie dog towns. They also prey on ground squirrels and rabbits. They will go after lambs, owls, and waterfowl. They've even been known to kill coyotes. They are opportunistic when it comes to feeding, not above scavenging for a meal when the carcass of a dead animal is convenient. Today, golden eagles face numerous challenges. They may find it harder to hunt, as roads, land development, and oil exploration chase out their prey. They are killed in collisions with vehicles and sometimes electrocuted by power lines. Human activity, including agriculture and recreation, can disrupt nesting eagles, endangering their young. The birds are protected by the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act and by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Carol Butcher. I'm Meryl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.
Hello, guys. This is my new podcast called Mark Pod. So basically, I'll be telling you everything that happens in my life. I might be updating from every day to every month. But you can listen to me, and the timing that I might record is for about 5 minutes to 10 minutes. But I might do it for a little bit longer, so stay tuned if you want to hear my podcasts.